All right. It's always nice to be right after the break. Everybody starts trickling in. They'll miss all my introductory comments that set everything up. But we're going to look at some field data. We've been looking at a lot of laboratory data, so we're going to look at field data from the last four seasons in South Carolina, where I've compared non-BT cotton, Bogard cotton, Bogard 2, and wide stripe varieties for the last 4 years. Now, the pest status of bollworm in South Carolina, much of the southeast, and a lot of places that grow cotton, still remains towards the top. Bollworm is still either number one or number two in South Carolina, and certainly challenged by stink bugs for that number one slot. They'll continue to be important for various reasons. They're going to be important at least this year. This is just kind of an overview of the available transgenic technology in South Carolina last season. Certainly, Bogard, I think everybody's aware now that the 2010 is the last year for it. And we've had that since 1996. The other technologies available are, of course, Bogard 2 since 2003 and Wide Strike since the growing season of 2005. And we're going to look at those different technologies and what sort of efficacy we observe. Now, our thresholds in South Carolina are as such. I'm not going to go through these, but I simply wanted to illustrate that we've got a different threshold for the first generation BT cotton and a separate threshold for second generation BT cotton. And we'll expand on this at the end of my presentation. Now, the goals of these comparisons were as such to evaluate the relative performance of the transgenic BT cotton technologies under intense pressure from bollworm. I will preface my comments from henceforth with that we are going to be looking at some intense pressure from bollworm. I don't know what it is about the particular site that I've placed these trials year after year, but very attractive to females, female bollworm and oviposition. I'm not sure of the cues. They all hit the bollworm population at the same time, I guess, and they come in and really give us extended pressure. And you'll see some of the photos in the data as well. The other goal is, of course, to break these technologies if possible. They're in an ideal location. We try to target the planting date, which is still in our normal recommended planting window. And then we use a disruptive spray, of course, to eliminate beneficials to try to exacerbate the condition. So we're trying to test these things to their limits. This is just an aerial photo of the portion of the Edisto station, and this is the trial area, this corner of this 30-acre field that I've put these tests for the last four seasons. Now, just to set up some of the information, you'll see the technologies were planted during mid-May. Again, our recommended planting window, Bogard, Bogard 2, Wide Strike, and non-BT varieties. Plot size, 8 rows by 12 meters or 40 feet. We did have pheromone traps to monitor the bollworm and tobacco budworm populations, change those lures weekly. Weekly sampling was composed of looking at visually inspecting 25 bolls per plot to give us 100 per treatment with four replications. An injury was defined as a breached boll wall with symptoms of caterpillar feeding. If a caterpillar breached the boll wall, it was called an injured boll, damaged boll. And of course, we did use a disruptive spray of acephate at a high rate. In 2006, these are pheromone trap captures, moths per trap, and I've got the bollworm and tobacco budworm here, and not impressive at all in 2006. Just didn't have a lot of numbers in the pheromone traps. Just to characterize what happened in 2006, pheromone trap captures were low, pressure in the field was characterized as light as well. Boll damage levels only reached about 50% in the non-BT plots, and yields would be about what you would draw on paper. From this comparison, all of these yield charts will be set up with yield over here and the varieties at the bottom. I'm not going to mention a lot of specifics on the varieties. I'm just going to call them Bogard 2s or Wide Strikes or non-BTs or Bogards to kind of illustrate some of these points. But here are two non-BT varieties in the center here. Not very impressive yield loss, as you would expect. Here are two Bogard 2 varieties. Here are the two wide strike varieties. So that's about probably how I would draw it on paper considering the light pressure. In 2007, we had extended capture of bollworm in our pheromone traps for a couple of months, from about the middle of July to the middle of September, much higher than the previous season. So just some photos of some of the plots. Standing on top of a cotton picker, you can easily pick out these untreated checks. No trouble in doing that. If we just look at one of the sampling dates, the 9th of August here, and these charts are going to have percent damage bowls on the vertical axis and, again, varieties along the horizontal axis. You can see we're 80 to 90% damage in the non-BTs. Almost not measurable in this Bolgar 2 variety. Here's 555 and a couple of wide strike varieties with a slight elevation in damage detection at that time. A week later, 16th of August, again, we have significant damage in the non-BTs. Here is 555, about 10%, 375, about 10%, 4554 with less than 5%. And then we've got this interesting peak with 485, about 30% on the 16th of August. If we average the percent damage bowls for the sampling dates, we get about 50 plus percent injury in the non-BTs, about 5% or less in the Bolgard 2. You can see it's a little higher than that with the Bolgard, but the wide strike varieties averaged a little higher in terms of bowl injury. Looking at yield, here are non-BTs, as you would expect. Here's Bolgard 2, here are the wide strike varieties, and here is 555. This is really not impressive. The only thing that's notable here is that there was a significant difference in yield between 485 wide strike and this 4554 Bolgard 2. So to sum up 2007, we had high and sustained pressure in our pheromone trap captures. Pressure was characterized as heavy in the field. Bowl damage levels exceeded 90% in the non-BTs. Performance of 555 was pretty good in 2007, and damage was higher and yields were lower than expected with phytogen 485 in 2007. In 2008, the pheromone trap capture were not as impressive, but they were sustained and extended, and this in fact translated into probably even heavier pressure in 2008. You can see by these photos, standing on top of the cotton picker again, where our untreated checks were in the field. If we look at the 12th of August, looking at percent damaged bowls, we're getting close to 100% damage on visual inspection of these bowls. We had 40% injury in 555. A couple of the Bolgard 2 varieties less than 5%. We had one that was at 8%, and both of these wide strike varieties were around 20% bowl damage, close to the middle of August. On the 19th of August, again, getting closer to 100% loss in the non-BTs, both 555 and phytogen 485 were exceeded 30% bowl damage, 375, 13. Here's a Bolgard 2 that was double digits as well, 11%, and a couple of others less than 5%. Again, moving on to the 25th of August, same general pattern here. 555 is actually sustaining a little more injury. The two wide strike varieties, again, double digits. Here's a Bolgard 2 in double digits, and then a couple more Bolgard 2 varieties. Season average kind of illustrates the same points you've been seeing. We had high elevated damage levels in the non-BTs. Here's 555 at 22%, 485 about 20%, 375, and then at least one of the Bolgard 2 varieties was over 6%. Looking at yields, a little more of what you would expect with those kind of injury levels. Again, here's our non-BT yields, not much in those plots. A couple of Bolgard 2 varieties did very well. Here's a Bolgard 2 variety that was actually significantly less than 164. And then the 555 and our two wide strike varieties yielded significantly less than the Bolgard 2s. To summarize 2008, the pheromone trap captures were moderate to high and sustained. Pressure in the field was characterized as very heavy. Bowl damage levels approached 100% in the non-BT plots. Bowl damage levels higher and yields were lower with 555 than in previous tests, but not unexpected. And damage was higher, yields were lower than expected with wide strike, particularly 485. Okay, 2009, we're still in the same area of this field. Don't know what it is about the attractiveness for bollworm females, but they like this area. Pheromone trap captures were higher than I had ever seen. Actually had to change the axis in 2009 to accommodate these high numbers, but just very much sustained. Egg pressure was 100% for weeks at a time. This is an aerial shot showing you the non-BT plots. In this particular trial, we actually had a we actually had an untreated plot, and then we had a sprayed split plot. So we sprayed that identical variety right next to it. So let's kind of pour through some of these data. These charts are a little busier. Still okay on time? Okay. 4th of August, we're going to look at this is a non-BT unsprayed, non-BT unsprayed, and then it's a paired sprayed part of the plot. The thing to really pick up from this is we're looking at a lot of double-digit bull injury numbers across here, across a lot of these different varieties, that would include the wide-strike varieties as well. We'll spend a lot of time on these charts. We're at 100% loss in our non-BT plots, and we're doing a better job now with a few applications of a pyrethroid. The phytogen 485 treatments were surprisingly high again. And again, you see some of the Bolgar 2 varieties were sustaining some heavy losses as well. Same general pattern on the 21st of August. Our sprays are starting to reduce bull injury levels across the board, again with a little higher injury than we would expect with the 485, and a season average shows essentially the same trends. If we look at yields, this is a little more difficult to look at, but all of the treated paired parts of these plots yielded higher than their untreated counterparts, and there's no big surprises here. You don't see anything other than the non-BT plots that were totally unprotected. If we combine the untreated and the treated plots together, everything looks pretty good. Here's a couple of Bolgar 2 varieties leading the test. Here are a couple of Bolgar 2 varieties that were significantly lower than those two. And 485 compensated in this particular test. And here's 555 doing very well as well. All right, to summarize 2009, the pheromone trap captures were highest ever observed by me, and they were very much sustained. Pressure in the field was characterized as heavy. Bull damage levels reached 100% non-BT plots. And bull damage levels and yields were about as expected with 555. Bull damage was high with wide strike, but compensation and yield was observed in 2009. So to conclude, bullworm will remain extremely important in cotton for at least another year in South Carolina until we phase out 555, but will likely continue to require management and subsequent technologies of BT cotton. Second generation BT cotton remains 100% effective on tobacco budworm and is considerably better on bollworm. A couple of points here, the varieties are getting better. Choice is available for second generation BT cotton. That's a good thing. I do have concern for wide strike performance under intense pressure, but as you saw, yields can be compensatory at times. I think this has to do with the length of the season. If growing conditions are very good in the summer and that extends out and gives varieties like 485 time to compensate, I think it will compensate. If that does not exist, it will not compensate, in my opinion. Bolgar 2, a good control bollworm during extreme pressure, but still required treatment under certain circumstances. And then I think we're going to need some treatment threshold research needed for these new technologies, and certainly we're going to need some education efforts now about the injury expression and differences between these technologies. Just to further illustrate that, bull damage survey work that I did last year, 64 fields. This is percent bull damage in the non-BT, the Bolgard, the wide strike, and the Bolgar 2. And that's pretty much tracks with what we're seeing with these field research plots. That's it.
Perfect. Right on time. Thank you. We don't have time for questions.